In downtown Abuja, people on the streets are hurrying about their daily business. Car drivers honk in the hope it will move traffic along, and street vendors call out to passers-by, hoping they will purchase something from their stands. 29-year-old Ransi Chidebe makes his way through the crowds of people. Ransi is a psychology graduate from the University of Nigeria. He's not just passionate about mental health, but also cancer. It was during Ransi's time in the National Youth Service Corps that he decided to start a project that would help Nigerian women.
What motivated me was I've seen how a lot of people die of this disease. I'm familiar with some of these cases, and also somehow being emotional attached to when I saw some people with bandages on the street begging for funding to do one single mastectomy or the other. And these are just something that could just be prevented by being aware.
Project Pink Blue, a community-based non-governmental organization, became Ransi's personal project in 2012. His aim, to provide breast and cervical cancer screening and information sessions to women in rural areas of Nigeria. Cervical cancer kills one Nigerian woman every hour, and breast cancer is not far behind. Ransi's goal is to cut this figure, not only in Nigeria, but across Africa. It's Mother's Day at St. Stephen's Anglican Church in Kabusa Village, a suburb of Abuja. Ransi and his team are here to teach the women how to be breast aware. That means starting with the basics, explaining what breast cancer is, what they can do if they find a lump, and how they can get help if they find one. Over 40 volunteer medical and health workers, plus social scientists and IT professionals, are on board to help tackle Nigeria's cancer problem.
We have our volunteer here to teach them about how they can examine themselves, be breast aware. Because when you are breast aware as a woman, you will know when there's a change. You will know when a lump comes up. You will know when something has changed in your breast.
This is Project Pink Blue's third visit to Kabusa Village. The group has been at the community's primary health center and the market. More than 100 women came to partake in the free health seminar and checkup. Amife has come to the seminar today to have her questions answered. As a community leader, Amife has seen many women suffer the effect of cancer. She's appreciative of Ransi's efforts to educate the local women.
I've really learned enough. I'll start practicing it. I'll start practicing the self-examination to make sure that I don't have lumps in my breast. And even if they are the right thing to do, we'll go for medical advice and the rest.
Ransi faces some hurdles, though. Many Nigerian women believe cancer is a rich person's disease, a punishment from their gods. But it's not only taboos Ransi has to break. He also faces other challenges, like raising much-needed funds and building lasting partnerships with other like-minded organizations.
Some organizations will tell you, hey, you want to do what? You want to do cancer awareness? Do you want to help the government do their job?
With such a high cancer mortality rate, Ransi says he cannot turn his back on Nigerian women, despite all the difficulties. For Ransi, there is nothing more fulfilling than helping others.
I saw the need. I saw women crying after receiving their free screening. They feel freedom. They are so happy. They keep praying for me and my team, and you see this excitement in them.
The project's next goal is to extend Project Pink Blue seminars and medical checks to include men and male-related cancers like prostate cancer. Nonye Alaji for DW, Abuja, Nigeria.